may be seated. Open your Bibles to two openings. And listen out very carefully, because I want to deal with prayer, purpose, pursuit, and prevailing. Prayer, purpose, pursuit, going after it, and prevailing. In Romans chapter 8, I'll read one verse, but I'm actually dealing with three verses there. Should deal with the whole chapter. And in the Old Testament, Proverbs 19. Many years ago, God showed me that scripture. In Romans 8:28 is such a glorious verse, but you can catch it at the wrong end, and you don't understand what it's saying, and you will not understand that you cannot automatically go to Romans 8:28. Hello, class, pay attention. Don't be looking at all these people. Look, you can't automatically go to Romans 28, and because you quote Romans 28 doesn't mean you living in Romans 28. Okay. So I want to get it where we'll understand how to have a reality of Romans 28 in our lives, in our daily step. That'd be okay? Yes. Yeah. This voice has to become, say this, this voice has to become real to me.
This voice has to become real to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is a real voice, but it has certain dressing on it that you have to know how to cause it to manifest in your life. Now listen to what I'm about to say now. No matter what storm going on, there's a way to make this voice so real that no matter what you're going through, you know it's okay. All right? Now, so here he says in Romans 8:28, I got to read these two verses in the open. And we know that all things work together for good for them, for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You got to them twice. Underline that. To them. To them. To them, to them. See, you have to qualify in the spirit, in your walk with God, to be in the number of to them. It's not just because you're a Christian. Okay? Now, also in Proverbs now, chapter 19, I'm going to read out the NIV Bible. Because it gives a truth that Romans 8:28 picked up. The 21st verse in the 19th chapter of Proverbs says, many are the plans, P-L-A-N-S, in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Okay, so plans, but it says the Lord's purpose. Now, I don't know, let me see. I want to make sure I don't miss nothing here, because purpose here includes the counsel of God. Now, you can say that nonchalant, but when you say the counsel of God, you know, when you're operating in God's purpose, God's counsel will be with you.
Amen.
You know what that means, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because, you know, he knows.
Yes, sir.
And so many of the plans in a person's heart, in other words, a lot of natural strategies sometimes cause us to drift from God's purpose in our life.
Yes.
And so And then when we drift from God's purpose, we really do not have God's counsel. Because God cannot back up what he didn't put forth. So there's a lot of strategy, a lot of things people talk about, and a lot of it sound good, but we have to make sure we're in the purpose of God. So as I was meditating that and thinking about that, prayer, and I'll explain in a minute, prayer, purpose, plan, pursuit, prayer, purpose, and prayer, purpose, pursuit, and prevailing. You wrote that down?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to show you how to cause that to manifest in your life. But as I was thinking in Romans 8 here, two or three things were brought to my attention by the Holy Ghost just before I left my desk in the back. Two or three things brought to my attention. The Holy Spirit says, in God's purpose, if we're going to operate in God's purpose, we have to know the mind of the Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit has to give us his mind in our spirit to be able to function in God's purpose properly. You know, that's a mouthful. It said all things work together for good for them that love God. Who call. You know, that's a mouthful. All things work together. Man, I done had some things. What? You do have some things. You know, how this going to work together? But in God's purpose, the mind of the spirit overrides the mind of the flesh. So you cannot come low enough for fear. Ah, you missed it. Oh my God. You cannot stoop to worry. When you functioning properly, you actually unchallengeable. Because you know there's no weapon, no person, no demon, no power. But all of these things, this is gonna be good because it's gonna cause you to grow. All of these things are hidden in your purpose. Now, when we talk about prayer, we're talking about praying in the Spirit in Romans 8, 26, 27. And you come to two things that are very important. You come to the mind of the Spirit. Look at it. Look in the 27th verse. The mind of the Spirit, number one. Number two, you come to the will of God. Come on, class. The mind of the Spirit, the will of God. In God's counsel is the Holy Ghost mind. Okay, all right. And then in God's counsel, God counsel us his will.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, those two things have to be in place and they come by prayer, praying in tongues. You get in the mind of spirit, you get in the will of God. And then in conversation here, it's the love of God and the calling of God. So you got the mind of the spirit, number one. Number two, you got to know the will of God. Huh?
Yes,
number three, the call or the love, the calling of God, and the love of God. These things does not come automatically. These things must be implanted in you. And there are so many. As a farm boy, my daddy used to have an instrument called choppers. They go down the field. You first come with the miller splitter, That's a big plow, and they split the road. Then you come with the choppers. The choppers are sharp wheels, and they cut the cloth of the hard thing. Then you come with the harrow. The harrow refine it. And see, in we have a tendency in the spirit not to understand. We need the miller splitter, we need the choppers, and we need the harrow to make our heart plantable. For the word to go in our heart properly. And when we need it, it's there. Are you following it? So you can't just run and say, all things work together for good for them to love God, those who call according to his purpose. You have to know the mind of the spirit. Come on, let me get that. The mind of the spirit. You have to know the will of God. You have to know the love of God. And you have to know there's a calling on every child of God. Yes. Yes, see, that's why we're getting mixed up. Everybody want to preach in the pulpit. Preach on the corner. Preach in the supermarket. Everywhere you go. See, you got a calling. Your calling is to win people to Christ. Okay. Now, with that in mind, you cannot operate in the purpose. Therefore, we come to this conclusion. You cannot operate in the purpose of God without prayer.
That's right.
And what I'm seeing is, not only English prayer.
That's right.
Now, one of the ways to get lost in the spirit and found in the spirit is praying in tongues. Yeah. Most of the time, you have to get lost before you find yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to lose some of yourself.
Yes.
You got to lose your senses.
Yes.
Lose your natural man.
Yes.
And so you get off in the spirit praying in tongues, and you find out now you're in another land. You've entered into another realm. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You entered into another realm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I want you to catch this. You enter into another realm of thinking.
Yes, sir.
Where by revelation now, your thoughts becomes God thoughts. God thoughts become my thoughts. Is God scared? Is God thinking about losing a fight? Is God thinking about dying?
No.
Oh, I see. See? The mind of the Spirit, the mind of God, the will of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, the call of God, all has to be in place to function properly in God's purpose.
Yes, sir.
Purpose is so powerful. I want to share something with you about purpose. And then you talk about many. You know, people got all kind of plans. Man, they got some plans. They got plans. But if it's not God's plan, he says many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose. See, I'm giving you a word interchangeably with purpose that I saw in reading this different translation. The Lord's purpose actually includes his counsel. And so you just can't walk there by yourself, you know. Uh-huh. Now, let's go through some scriptures that will help us catch a hold of this. The Holy Spirit, you got to have word to catch a hold of something, all right? So let's go through some scripture. I'm going to tell you some other things about it in a few minutes, but let's go through some scripture. Let's go through a scripture that that you all know, but I want to present it to you from a different perspective, that it will give you a clarity on your purpose. Now, let me say this. Prayer, purpose, pursuit, and prevailing. So we see in Romans 8, 26, 27, that prayer puts you in a position to walk in your purpose. Right? How many see that? We know purpose is God's aim, is God's intent. We know that a purpose from God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to use a word that you haven't heard much, all right? A purpose from God is supernatural, and it's backed up by sovereignty. Our God is a sovereign God. He has to check with nobody. There's nobody over God. God don't need no committee. He don't have no meeting. God decide and it's done. So now you got the supernatural in front of you and the sovereignty of God behind you. You see what I'm saying? And see, now this has to become real to you. You can't just sit here and say amen. We got to stop having a regular Bible study. You got to leave here with this under your belt. You got to leave this in your mind. You got to leave understanding that I have the sovereignty of God. God, sovereignty means that nothing can rule him. Nothing can stop him. Nothing greater than him. And he's my backup. You call it divine sovereign backup. And then I'm moving in my purpose, which is supernatural. It came from God, and I have the mind of God and the will of God and the love of God and the call of God,
yes,
all wrapped in my purpose.
Yes, sir.
And I'm praying and my purpose popping out.
Yes, yes.
See? And so I can't be afraid.
Right. Yes, sir.
I can't quit. I can't cave in.
No,
I can't lose. Because if I'm going to lose, the sovereignty of God got to lose. I got his counsel. He said, turn left. I got his counsel. He said, I sure won't say something. He said, don't say nothing. You know, we always won't say something. I just got to say something. And your pastor, I'm bad about it. I answer. Leroy, my son, a little cooler than me. He said, that's all right, Dad. I got to say something. Isaiah 55. My goodness. I'm going to read it here. I'm going to read it here out of this NIV Bible. Anybody got an NIV with me tonight? Or y'all got them computers? Y'all ain't got no Bible. Y'all got them computers. I got a Bible. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, watch this. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
So guess what I wrote down? Everybody else got pushing dope and pushing everything else. I wrote down the word of God. The word is a purpose pusher.
Wow. Yes, sir.
See, once you've got into the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, you listen to me?
Yes,
the love of God, the call of God, the counsel of God, you're now walking in the purpose of God.
Yeah.
Now you have the word pushing the purpose, and when the purpose is pushed, you will push.
Yes, sir.
If the purpose can't be stopped, you can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
Could it be by not understanding the value of seeking my purpose, I am not as strong as I can be? And that's what this lesson is about. This lesson is about application after the night you applied. You know, you applied. You So when you're praying in tongue, you listen for your purpose. When you understand your spiritual purpose, that's why I say all things work together for good. You are a partaker of the sovereignty of God. Because he the one give you the counsel to walk in that purpose. Are you following me? All right, let's see another scripture. Let's see another scripture. Psalm 33:11. Psalm 33:11. Let's just look at a few scriptures. And I'm going to show you them two girls. When them two girls got in their purpose, it wasn't nothing to stop them. There's two girls in the Bible got in their purpose. And it looked like that, you know, yeah. Listen. Oh, this is going to help somebody. Sometimes your purpose looks like a predicament. That's why you need the counsel of God, because you'll think you're out of the will of God because something looked like it's going wrong, but God directing the traffic.
Thank you, Lord.
So a lot of predicament you've been in could have been the pricking of your purpose. It could have been your purpose pricking you, telling you no. Don't take that easy route. I drop your package on another route. And I'm trying to get you to turn. You really don't want everything to go right all the time. Because your muscles will get weak. Every now and then we need a little spiritual exercise. Just to check to see if it's still working. God got it all planned. God gonna permit you sometime. Now God don't put no sickness or disease on you, I'm not talking about that, but God gonna permit you sometime to be a little puzzle. A little fuzzy. You pray it in. I bet you when I get put, I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You pray it in, you don't know what to do, you know. Everything going good all the time, you might flag back, you know, and kind of kick it back, you know. I got the recliner, you kick it back. But boy, everything ain't going right, you keep that thing straight up. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, y'all. This life, I'm not by myself. Some of y'all got some recliner. Y'all got a recliner? Yeah, y'all know that thing you pull? And you don't pull that thing when things not going right. You ain't laying back up there tomorrow. Oh, it's all right now. Oh, you're on the edge of that thing. Yalla la ba shakata. Am I right? You need a little la ba shaba sometime. And you need a challenge sometime. And some of y'all are going through something now and you just think the whole world gonna turn on you. The world haven't turned on you. God is trying to promote you. Fight! The good fight! Of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Glory to God.
I'm going to stay here a minute. In a good fight, you have to win that round to go to the next round. Or you'll never get the crown. There's a moment in a fight, God step in and say, this thing over now. Well done. You passed the test. I'm going to promote you now. I couldn't let you go where I wanted to take you because you couldn't handle the level without that fight. Oh, man, y'all going to rob me like this? This is the way y'all going to do me tonight? You see, because this will help you because you're wondering why you're in a fight sometimes. Just fight, baby. You can't lose. You're walking in your purpose. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So whatever it is working. It's going to work out in my favor. Tell your neighbor, it's going to work out in your favor. Tell them, I don't care what you're going through. It's going to work out in your favor if you obey the word. Favor does not work by looks. Favor works by faith. I see it when I can't see it.
Yes, sir.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 33. Yeah, all right. All right. All right, Lord. Help me here. Psalm 33, 11. You read it in the King James Version. Go ahead and read it. Ooh, how long is that? And forever for it, to get forever for it. Forever. The counsel of the Lord standeth. What do you think standing means now? Huh? Nothing can take it out. How long is that?
Forever.
Forever. Forever. So why you thought it had quit? Now listen to what the NIV says. I love it. This is what it says. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. That is powerful, isn't it? I said that is powerful. So here's what I wrote. No matter what, God's purpose will go forward. And if, listen, class, and if I'm riding in God's purpose, and no matter what, God's purpose is going to go forward, and I'm riding in God's purpose, what does that mean? I'm going forward. I found out in my study and preparation for these moments that a lot of time we go through unnecessary things because we don't know what their purpose is. And we turn a glorious purpose into a nightmare because we try to handle it through the flesh, through the senses, and through men's counsel, and never consulted with the Holy Ghost. What is this? What is this? What's my next move? Hold my hand. Give me your strength. Yes. We can take it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We run too much. We just run, run, run. We run to everybody. Just run it. What he said? What? I know I'm God. He said, I'll be exalted among the heathen. See, prayer, purpose, prayer bring you to your purpose. When prayer bring you to your purpose, you begin to pursue your purpose. When you start pursuing your purpose, it brings you in the position of prevailing.
Yes, sir.
You'd have had that in the last fight you had.
Right.
See, prayer bring you to your purpose. Huh?
Yes,
then you pursue your purpose. Then your purpose bring you in, your pursuing your purpose bring you in a prevailing position. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of the Lord that prevails. That's why we read the verse. There are times in your life that you have not prevailed because you didn't consult with your purpose. Within your purpose is the counsel of God. God made you for a certain purpose. And God want to fit you in his purpose. But he can't do it unless you have his counsel. The mind of the Spirit. The will of God. Romans 5:5. Look at Romans 5:5. Hope make it not ashamed. Because the love of God, that's the kind of love we're talking about, been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. See? A man or woman who walks in their purpose cannot be ashamed for the $500 check. Cannot be ashamed. That's why Paul said in Romans 1:16, you know what he said, right? Huh? Because he understood the gospel.
Right, right.
The gospel is good news.
Yeah.
How'd that go, Lord? I'm going to say it in a personal way. One of your problems is you don't understand the full scope of salvation.
Right.
A long time, people been going to church like they think salvation is just going to heaven. I'm a Christian. But salvation is everything. It's deliverance, it's victory, it's everything you need, the salvation. And the Lord, see, ooh, Lord. Purpose enables you to work out your own salvation. All
right,
y'all, all right, that's the way y'all want. Philippians chapter 2. Y'all don't go to acting like I'm preaching heretic now, heretic or something. You know, you ought to read your Bible.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, along with that, I'm gonna show you two things there. God wants to work his purpose out through you.
Yeah.
Say, God wants to work his purpose out.
God wants to work his purpose out.
Through me.
Through me.
All right. Now, what is it, the 12th verse?
13.
Philippians 2:12. 13 said, work out your salvation?
Yes.
No, 12. What 12 said?
Yes, sir.
Don't y'all be calling the wrong verse out to me. Verse 12. I'm just messing with you. Verse 12. Somebody, at least you're trying to help me. The other one didn't. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, I'm still on purpose now.
Right.
Not as in my present only. See, when you're walking in purpose, you don't need nobody watching you. You're going to live morally. Whether the light on or out. And when the lights go out, you're trying to get them back on. So not as in my present only, but much more in my absence. Oh, Lord, I want that for this church. You know, take care of yourself, not just when I'm around. Because he's always around. Now, notice this is a... Work out your own salvation. So if you don't know the scope of salvation, if you don't know your purpose, you're not going to be able to do that. Because within your salvation is your purpose. How many with me here now? All right, now listen. With fear and trembling. Look what the next voice said. Look at the next voice. He tell you do it. But he know you can't do it without him. That's the same thing you do in 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. He tell you do it. He said, but I'm not leaving you by yourself to do it. And lo, I'm with you. always. So he said, for God was working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm saying to you that his purpose is in there. His purpose is in there. Look at Isaiah. No. Look at Proverbs 16. Just for a minute. Proverbs 16. Then I'll give you some points. Proverbs 16. I see I'm 24 minutes. All right. I want to show you these. I guess I need to show you these two girls. They will really inspire you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directed his steps. That's saying when the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord and he delight in all his ways. But if you look in different translation, purpose is in there. God's purpose. Purpose is so important that you can live on purpose and you can live in God's purpose. Look in Proverbs 20. Just turn, flip over there real quick. 20. One thing about a lawyer, you have enough evidence. I got to call Judge Turner now. I need... See, I go sit in, and they got two good lawyers arguing. I won't go listen at them. I put me a suit and necktie on, and I go sit there and listen. Because I'll be arguing up here. I'll be arguing up here, you know. All right, Proverbs 20:24. Hey, last time he called me, I was out of town. I had to go out of town. A man going of the Lord, how can a man then understand his own way? And then, you know, the New American Standard and the NIV say it's a different way. It put purpose in it. Man, purpose, your purpose comes from the Lord. And I'm telling you, class, once you learn how to function in purpose, Romans 8:28 will come alive to you. Look back at Romans 8:28. I mean, suppose this be a reality in your life. Right. It can't be a reality without the mind of the Spirit, without the will of God, without prayer, number one, praying in the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, we read about in Romans 5:5, and the calling. Yes, sir. So this verse is not for immature Christians. Right. Romans 8:20, you can quote it all you want, jump around. This verse, if you're immature, that verse cannot be fulfilled in your life because you have to know how to operate and function in God's purpose. Yes, sir. God's purpose, I'm hearing this, put you in full agreement with him. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? See? In other words, each of you as an individual, each of you, your life is not what it should be unless you let the Holy Spirit reveal why you born.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God made every person in this room for a special mission. There's something you can do in the spirit. Nobody can do it like you. You don't only have a fingerprint, but you have a spirit print. And it sets you apart individually so God can use you in a special way. Nobody can take your place. You bless on purpose. That's why you got to study your purpose, because your purpose is the thing going to promote you. My goodness, Lord. My goodness. Let me read about this girl. This girl came to my mind, you know, as a Bible student. And let me see, I'm going to find these girls here. Now. The Bible student, if you study the word, the Lord can call your attention to certain scripture when you're praying and studying. Turn with me to Esther chapter 4. Hallelujah. This girl got locked in her purpose. And when you get locked in your purpose, God make everything work in your favor. Even your problem, even your attack, everything work in your favor. Because now you're in harmony with God. Now we all have a purpose. Same purpose Jesus had to destroy the works of the devil, when the Bible talks about a call according to his purpose for you is a special purpose. All right, I'll bring you. I'll put you on a limb. Here's what he's saying. You gonna let me have it? You gonna give your life to me?
Yes,
sir. Huh?
Yes.
You gonna quit? I might not be able to say this word, dude. Compartmentalize. How you say it? Compartmentalize. Put me in this little spot here, and this little spot here, this spot here. Or am I gonna have the whole spot? You're not going to be happy until you give it all to him. At all times. So this little religious life, you've been patting yourself on the back about because you read 8 scriptures. Ain't not what he's talking about. I want all of you, all the time.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk a minute about becoming addicted to his purpose for your life. I can't do without it. Tell me my next move, Lord. Your purpose must become the most important thing in your life. More than your house, your car, who you're married to. Oh, my goodness. He want all that? Yeah, he said, thank that I not come, so thank not that I come to send peace. I come to send a sword. I come to divide mama from daughter. Very few Christians go to that length. Very few Christians go to that length because they don't know how sweet it is. You know, once you go to that length, you give you all other things. But it just won't prove you out, see if you for real. They all talk that talk and then don't want to walk it. All right, here, come on, let's get these two things out. In Esther, you're in the New Testament, you're not in the book I'm talking about. Esther chapter 4, and now watch this, because I think this is so wonderful. I wrote a note for you. We're going to begin at verse 13. But the Spirit of God says, And I want you to hear this because some of you are going to take the same route. Esther found her purpose in disguise. Did you leap over it? It was in disguise. God was working something all the while. He always had her for this. Her uncle helped her because he told her some things. She said, girl, you better straighten out. Your God going to do this thing, whether it be through you or not. Your purpose can't be taken by nobody else. It's in disguise because God wants you to find it. Because anything you don't have to do nothing for, you don't appreciate it. God told me, he said, I'm going to do it here in Darrow. I said, Lord, have mercy. I've been laboring down here. And Lord, have mercy. But my purpose was in disguise. Now, we're all over the world. Right now, we're all over the world. We're all in foreign countries. They're everywhere. Right out of Darrow. But it was in disguise. So I could have took up roots and run off and think I got to be somewhere else. I wouldn't have been in my purpose, and I wouldn't be as happy, and I wouldn't be as free. I don't care if four of y'all was here. I'm happy here. Because I'm in my purpose. Quantity don't make your purpose. Quality make your purpose. Are you following me?
Yes.
Don't get hung up on numbers. Yeah, don't get hung up on numbers, God. My wife got a good husband. She don't need no another man. I'm her man. You got a good one, baby. And so purpose is your good one. No matter what you've been studying. You've been studying grace. You've been studying faith. But it ought to lead you to walk in your purpose. And when you're walking in your purpose, baby, no matter what come, all things work together for good. So here in Esther 4, 13, then has her uncle Mordecai. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house. You're going in there more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall thou enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And here's what he said to her. I love this. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Wave your hand at me. See? Wow. Then Esther bid them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Susan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish, but I'm going after my purpose. See, oh, how sweet it is if you're hearing me. How sweet it is if you begin to consult God, you know. What's your purpose in this ministry? I guess one of the clearest examples of purpose is John's wife, Barbara. That woman knew her purpose. That woman, and she, you know, like I had one secretary told her girl had a piece of paper on the ground. She said, that's not your job, no. God, dog, you walk across the floor with a piece of paper there. I mean, Jesus, you ain't got to call a janitor for that. Pick it up. She told her, no, that's not your job. She told Barbara that, it's not your job. You know, Barbara won't pick it up. Barbara, pick it up. You don't have to tell her nothing. She's moving all the time, trying to fulfill her purpose.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
So therefore, she's not frustrated.
Right.
See, most of the time, we're frustrated because we're not walking in our purpose.
Yes, sir.
We have, see, you either going to walk in your purpose, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Or you're going to walk in a personal fixed agenda.
Right.
Which is going to cause misery in your life the rest of your life. People are getting their purpose. Just rolling, baby. Let's go. God got me. Fall. God got me. See? So I would like every member of Word of Life to get drunk with purpose. Just intoxicated. Addicted. With purpose, because I know if you do, I know you're okay. No matter what comes. No matter how it comes. All right, turn the root down. Turn the root, then I'm going to close. Turn the root. Ruth. You know, Esther went on to be the queen. And every enemy was killed. I think a man, eight sons, all hung them all on the same gallows that he had built for Mordecai. You better leave God's people alone. What's your mouth? Them boys probably helped him build that gallows for Mordecai. They didn't know they were building their own tomb. Prayer, purpose, pursuit, and prevailing. All of God's purpose prevail. Okay. Walking in your purpose does not mean you're not going to have no problem. That's what your purpose is for. All right? Don't let the enemy bluff you. Don't let him bluff you. Just keep walking in God's purpose. All right? Would you do that? Let's look at this. Let's look at this. Oh, my goodness. This woman here, Ruth. Give me a minute to catch myself. Chapter 1. Wait a minute. And here's what I wrote about Ruth. Ruth latched on to her purpose and wouldn't turn it loose. And you have to know, wait a minute now, listen, before I read this, I want you to know this. You're going to have people with you that are going to turn their purpose loose for something else. But do not let them change your mind. She have two girls. Orpha, you know. Orpha just, all right, I'll see you later. Ruth was on her way to wealth. Had she not followed her purpose, she would made a wrong turn and would never have met Boaz, which put her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. She could have left with Oprah. It looked the best thing to do. This woman, elder, the boys died. She's not going to have no more children. She broke. I'm young. I can do better than this. Oprah still slapping myself. Because I believe it had another man if she'd have went with mother-in-law. I believe God had a man for her, you know. The whole Bible not written, you know, but she chose to go the other way. Split. We're still talking about purpose. See, the course of your purpose most likely, not going to be sensical. And it will not be clear, listen to what I'm saying, what I'm going to say. It will not be clear without the Holy Spirit conviction. This woman was a convict. Ruth was a convict. She was convicted by the Holy Spirit. This is my purpose. This is what I'm supposed to do. I don't understand it up here, but I'm a convict. I can't leave. This purpose thing, man. And, you know, and she ended up prevailing, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
Any of y'all ever read the book of Ruth?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
She ended up pretty good, didn't she?
Yes,
I mean, she had the favor of God on the man said, hey, y'all men, leave something for her.
Right.
That favor started working, you know,
right.
So she can glean.
Right.
Don't y'all pick this field clean. This woman coming out in this field. Leave something till she can get it. Then her mother-in-law was so spiritually smart. She said, go lay down at his feet. Don't even make sense, man. God was putting you in place, partner. Oh, somebody in here, God putting you in place. It don't seem like it's working out right. You know, nobody won't be landing nobody's feet, but sometimes God puts you at a feet because he's about to get you somewhere else.
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Oh, good God Almighty. Some of y'all going through things, God trying to promote you right now. Some of y'all watching me by TV, you know, say, why? Shut up.
Right.
If you want to cry something, say, how? He never do nothing wrong. Like what the elders say, he never made a mistake. You can trust him when you can't see your next step. How many know what I'm talking about? Wave your hand at me. God dog it, nobody in here. You going through some things. I know some things going on, but God dog it, you trust God. Trust him to the end. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You can trust him.
Yes.
He's trustworthy.
Yes.
Fire can be hot, but it don't have to burn.
Yes.
Hebrew boys proved that.
Yes.
The lion can roar, but he can't bite.
Yes.
The Hebrew boys proved that.
Yes.
The wall can be thick enough for two chariots to ride by. But when God said got to fall, the water's enough to drown 20,000 family, millions of family. But yet God said, go that way. The water opened up. I always say the ground solidified. The ground got hard on purpose. That's the God we serve. Midnight, you're locked in jail. You're a stranger. Your hands are tied up. And you decide to praise God.
Yeah.
And when you praise God, the earth starts shaking.
Yeah.
Same God we serve now. You understand? I said, say same God, same God. We serve the same God. What you going through tonight? Let me close. What you dealing with? You're not dealing with nothing God can't deal with. Trust him. Tell the person next to you, trust him. He's going to help you. He said he's going to help you. Tell me he's going to help you. He's going to help you. He got to help you. He's a good God. I said he's a good God. Oh, I made a mistake. That's all right. He's going to help you.
Our
God's a good God, man. Do you love him?
Yes,
I love him with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my might, and all my strength. I really love him. And I know he loved me. And I know he loved you. My being here tonight is not in vain. Let me just close by reading what this girl said. This girl, you're something, boy. Oh, my goodness. I didn't preach myself in a nest yet. My goodness. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I believe everything I said. I've experienced most of it. I've been in tight spots. I've been where you couldn't call nobody else but him. And I've been where he brought me out and nobody know my business. Somebody talk, somebody help me out. There are some things you've been through nobody need to know. But you and God. God can keep a secret. I know he loved me. Say it. Say it again. I know he loved me. I know it's all right. He's working it out right now. In my favor. Ah! Ooh, Lord Jesus. Lord, it's Wednesday night. Keep kuna. Keep rosata. In my little Bible, it says, Ruth refuses to leave. 16 verse of the first chapter. Look at this. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to follow after you. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God. What I dies, will I die. And there will be buried. I'll be buried. And the Lord do so to me. And more also, if aught but death part thee in me. So when she saw that she was steadfast and minded to go with her, then she said, left speaking unto her. Then she left speaking to her. Right. Now, I can't run this girl off.
Right.
But may I finish?
Yes, sir.
Ruth was locking into her purpose. Let me tell you something. Here's another secret. She didn't know what she was doing.
Right.
She didn't know about no Boaz. Boaz wasn't a discussion here. Boaz wasn't even on the scene. She had an unction to function in her piper. Her piper was to stay with Naomi, no matter what. Husband or no husband. Can't have no son, that's all right, I'm going with you anyway. I'm going to ask a question. Why are you where you are now in life? And I want to give you a closing word that based on what Ruth did. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Stick with it. What did I say?
Stick.
Write that down. Write that down. Stick with it. Stick with it. Be a stickler. Stick with it. Stick with it until God work it out.
Yes.
Don't run. A lot of people, I could have tied in Denisha. I said, no, y'all ain't separating. Stick with it. Now tied happy.
Yes, sir.
Denisha happy. They're happy.
Right.
The enemy's trying to get them married.
Right.
Stick with it.
Stick with it.
Some people quit jobs in their contrariness. Stick with it. Just stick with it. God gonna help you. I married my wife. You know what I told her? No matter what happened in this house, I'm not never coming get you. So I ain't gonna be running to your mama. You done got hot money to your mama. I ain't going through this. I come got you one time. I ain't coming get you no more. And she said, I said, don't leave this house. You can go in another room, but you don't leave this house. But I ain't coming to your mama and get you no more. I asked for you one time. I ain't coming to ask your mama no more for you. We had that pact. We made that pact. That's true. I told her. That's years right away. I told her. Man, that was a crazy thing. You got to keep going, look for them. You done caught them 15 years, now you go caught them again. Set up there, talking about. Lord, I hope I ain't talking to nobody up in here. Stay at your house. You know you're coming back. Mama don't know even live like you live. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's go home. Weather done calm down some. Sit down. You need an envelope. Get your envelope.